Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening to Honest Women.
Welcome to Hot Take Thursday, where Andrea and I answer a listener question that is related to an episode that we released on Tuesday, except we're totally unedited and totally unfiltered. We may not be right, but we have an opinion.
We sure do. We always, always do.
Maybe to our detriment, honestly.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, I think at least we know that our opinions aren't always their opinions. Mm-hmm. If they weren't opinions, we wouldn't call them opinions, right? We'll say, this is my opinion. We do have that self-awareness.
Mm-hmm, we do. We should remind everyone that this is not therapy.
Not therapy.
No. If you want therapy, go to a therapist in their office and...
Not us. Like, you can't go to us as therapists on Hot Take Thursday.
No, for sure not. Yeah. We're going to get into some, I'm guessing, some generational things here. So especially it's important for people to know that, like, if we're answering questions about a scenario that involves people, that outcomes are not guaranteed, which is why, in theory, therapists don't answer your questions because... We know that, like, we can say,
we don't want the liability.
Right. Have XYZ conversation, and it, like, blows up in your face. And then, you know, then you're mad at us. Look, the world is unpredictable.
The world is very unpredictable.
People are, we don't know your people. We're still going to give our opinions. It's fine. It's cool.
There's sometimes where somebody will come in my office and they're like, so last week when you said X, Y, and Z, and then they, like, say what you said, and you're like, I don't think I said that. I would not have said that. And it's like the best conversation. They're like, no, you said, and I was like, I can understand how you heard it that way. I definitely can. But here's why I wouldn't have said that. Right. But that's why this is not therapy, folks, because do not take what we say and go put it out in the world as like therapy.
No, for sure not. So I'm guessing that we're going to answer some scenario questions today. We were talking about different generations on Tuesday and why generally the U.S. is not as happy as it used to be, according to polling data, which made me a little bit nervous because, again, we had thoughts and opinions on the different generations. Hopefully we sounded understanding. It's how I felt, but I don't know.
You never know. Also, I feel like if anybody gets offended, like, reach out, let us know. Let Andrew know.
Don't let me know. No, don't let me know. I'm sensitive. Let Jessica know.
I am sensitive too. I act like I'm a lot tougher than I am. But no, I genuinely want to know if somebody finds something offensive, if there's logic to it, then it's like a good conversation. She just gave me a look. See, I'm going to get canceled on Hot Take Thursday. She gave me a look. But you know what I mean? Let me give an example now so I don't get canceled. So if somebody's like, I'm just really offended that you chose to wear that shirt. Like, there's no logic in that. That's just dumb. I'm not going to respond to it. That's what I mean.
Okay? I get it. Okay.
I need context. Andrea gave me this look and I was like, oh no, she's giving me the look. I need to speak. Okay. Getting to the listener question. Jessica, stay focused. Dear Honest Women, how can I help my parents understand how hard my life is when they seem adamant on telling me, quote unquote, how lucky I am? For context, my parents are boomers and I'm considered a millennial. It feels like a constant state of defense. I love my parents, but I'm really tired of feeling misunderstood.
I kind of hate this.
Why?
But because.
Wait, why do you hate it?
Because it's so common. This scenario is coming up in my office all the time. And I think when we talked about those generational differences on Tuesday, there were some pretty clear reasons why the boomer generation is not understanding the millennial generation. And yet it needs to change. Like, it just can't be that, you know, a generation says, why aren't you doing things exactly the way that I did? What are you complaining about? Why do you spend so much time on your work? Why do you parent your kids that way? Because the truth is, like this listener, millennial parents, we're drowning. We're drowning. We need our boomer parents to understand us and to be kind, be nice, to me.
Okay, so here is my Hot Take Thursday answer. I agree with you that they need to understand, but I think that's part of the problem. I really do, is there's a difference between they need to understand and they want to understand. And I think we as a generation have got ourselves in a lot of trouble trying to explain situations to people who are not asking us for more information. And it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And the boomer generation, and to be fair, when I'm that age, I don't know if I will be so willing to change either.
Right.
I mean, I'm already at like 41, kind of like, do I want to fix that or not? I can only imagine at like 70 how I'm going to be, right? It might just be like, I am who I am. So I get it though. I know, here's the beauty in like what you just said, is that you have a generation of adult children who really want to connect with their parents. And that is really cool. I just think we need to change the way we're doing it, maybe from a place of not trying to be so understood because they're not going to understand, and unless they're asking questions from a place of curiosity, maybe we just have to have different kinds of conversations with them based on who they are.
Yeah. So maybe the conversation might be around, instead of assuming that they'll get you, instead of assuming that they'll see your life, the little snippets that they see, and a lot of times we don't have parents that are involved in our day-to-day life, right? That they're going to understand. Maybe it is learning how to ask for and advocate for what you want. Maybe instead of, like, we do this with our partners all the time, don't we? We just think, if my husband really loved me, he would look at what's going on in my life. He would understand. He would show up for me. And we'd have this emotional resonance. That is asking too much of somebody. Maybe what we need to do as millennial parents, maybe what this listener could try, is to identify what you want and be specific about asking for it. I'm really swamped this week between the hours that I'm working on this project and this crazy sports schedule that I've got for my kids. Could you come over in the afternoon, hang out with us, and maybe give little Johnny a ride to soccer? That's a need that can be met.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's direct and to the point, like Hot Take Thursday, because at the end of the day, they will never understand our experience, because they haven't lived it. To truly understand, you have to walk that path. You have to live it. So I think we've spent so much time and energy trying to explain our experience instead of just saying, holy moly, I'm stretched so thin with this, this, and this. Can you come help me out here?
Right.
And I think a lot of them, my mom included, even though she lives in different states, so she's not very hands-on on a day-to-day basis. However, when she is here, I have learned all I have to do is give her a direction.
Right.
And be like, hey, there's like a load of laundry in the dryer and I've got to go do this. Can you fold it? And she's like, absolutely.
Yes.
And like, she's excited to help me. But if I sit down and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got this and this, and I don't think you understand that I've got this, she'd be like, what's happening right now? I don't get it. Like, what do you,
Well, and that puts someone on the defensive.
Totally.
Immediately, that sense of, you don't get me. You don't understand. You don't know what my life is like, you know, or you don't understand because you did things really differently, which a lot of times comes across as you did things wrong.
Wrong. Yeah.
You know, I think it just doesn't give people a lot of chance to win. And so the way I describe this in couples therapy is give them a handhold, right?
Yes.
Say, this is the next place to put your hand, and then give credit to the fact that they've done it. So I asked for them to show up. They showed up. That's love. And I also think we have to really, I think in our generation, we expect so much emotionally from people. And this is what we learned in our last week's episode, that generationally, there was no focus on this stuff in the past. And so if we expect our parents to show up for us in that way, we're setting them up to fail.
I totally agree.
Maybe it's not your mom who's going to get it, like what your day-to-day life is like. That's why you need a friend who's in the trenches with you, who can be like, I see you, sis. I know exactly what this is like. And maybe then that frees us up to look at our parents and say, you know, you're really good at this. You know, I like this part of you. I appreciate this kind of help. I think let's give people a chance to succeed.
Oh, I so agree with that. I so agree.
Oh, hot take. I really do better talking about this in response to a listener question than I do in my own life.
Oh, same.
Yeah. So if you hear this and you're like, oh, wow, that was really like, where did they come up with that? Like, just understand that in my own relationships, I'm a bumbling, frustrated, reactive, very human person.
We are like the definition of those who cannot be taught teach.
Right. We're just human.
We're human.
We're just human.
Okay. Do you want to answer another question that I think would be a solid one-liner, at least on my end?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Dear Honest Women, my 23-year-old son just moved back home. He's a horrible roommate. He doesn't help out. He doesn't do anything around the house. He doesn't even offer to pay a bill. I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
Oh, I hear this all the time too. Girl, I'm assuming this is a girl, woman. Girl, I'm going to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to set some ground rules. This is not a child anymore.
No,
this is not a child. Adult. This is a person on their way to being a grown-ass adult, right? Like in generations past, this would be shenanigans to move back home with your parents. It is not, even though they may say, I want to come home, even though there are structural reasons why people are spending more time at home after college. And again, like I'm not saying that they shouldn't or won't.
Correct.
Just understand that there's also some development that's not happening because of that. Like this is a person that's supposed to be individuating, going out and starting their own life. And if you are facilitating them being like a shitty roommate, and they're not helping out around the house, like I would kick a visitor. This person is a visitor in your home. Oh, I would kick a visitor out in 2 days, right? That's why they say fish and guests spoil in 3 days. If this person does not want to get kicked out, they need to be a much better guest than that.
Oh, preach, girl, preach. I'm going to end this episode with my one liner that I literally tell parents who have this exact scenario inside my office. If you could live at the Four Seasons for free, why would you move out?
Hot take.
And that, my friends, is Hot Take Thursday.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.